A Democrat won the governor's race in New Jersey. U.S. Senator John Corzine survived an ugly campaign. He and his opponent, Republican businessman and fellow multimillionaire Doug Forrester, attacked each other relentlessly in television and radio ads. The turning point may have come when the attacks on Corzine got personal. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
Last week, Corzine's ex-wife, Joanne, made scathing remarks about how her husband of 30 years had changed when he entered politics. She accused him of making any kind of deal to get elected and said he would let New Jersey down the same way he had let his family down. But when Doug Forrester put her comments in a television ad, that seemed to push the negative campaign too far. Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg, celebrating at Corzine's victory party last night, says voters were offended.
It's not fair. What was a personal matter in the family, to be exposed like that for public gain was not the thing to do. And people said, hey, that's enough.
Forrester's other key campaign strategy was promising property tax rebates. But an Associated Press exit poll found a majority of voters didn't really believe New Jersey's highest in the nation taxes will change. 43-year-old Alexander Tamari of Manville says he voted for Corzine.
They're never going to solve that problem. If they're going to take lower property taxes, they're just going to take it somewhere else. So that's the way I look at it.
According to the exit poll, Corzine voters said the economy and jobs are the issues that matter most. The former CEO of Goldman Sachs will take over a powerful governorship and have a democratically controlled legislature to work with. That's exactly what he had in mind after five frustrating years in the minority party in Washington. In his victory speech, Corzine laid out an agenda that should come as no surprise. He has one of the most liberal voting records in the Senate, having opposed the Iraq War, the Bush tax cut, and Supreme Court Justice John Roberts.
We can and we will invest in embryonic stem cell research and other forms of stem cell research that will save, restore, and extend the quality of lives for our loved ones. And we can and we will defend a woman's right to choose, safeguard our environment, and strengthen our hometown security.
But Corzine also takes over a state with severe budget problems and serious political corruption. He's promised to stop what's called pay-to-play. Businesses make contributions to politicians, who then steer government contracts their way.
And I want to be very clear. Our government should not and will not be about economic opportunity for politicians or anyone else, but a partnership that's built with the citizens of New Jersey to improve the lives of the people of New Jersey, to make a better New Jersey, and we can do that together.
Now that the bruising campaign is over, Corzine can begin to focus on his first task as New Jersey's governor when he takes office in January. He will choose the successor to fill his Senate seat, and this could prove to be yet another political battle. Nancy Solomon, NPR News.
Here in California, Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger went over the heads of lawmakers straight to the people, and this time the people rejected him. California voters said no to all eight measures on a special election ballot, including four that Governor Schwarzenegger said were essential to reforming state politics.
There were numerous mayoral elections around the country yesterday. Incumbents in Cleveland and St. Paul were defeated. Mayors were reelected in Detroit, Boston, Houston, Atlanta, Minneapolis, and Seattle. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg kept his job, and that is seen as a rare bright spot for Republicans who lost in other high-profile contests yesterday.
After last night's results, Democratic National Chairman Howard Dean said national Republican politics dragged down Republican candidates.
The Republican governor in Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, warned against reading too much into yesterday's results.